Hey, everybody, welcome to this serving of AngryCast, your weekly podcast, where we get to bitch about our customers because they have been kind of pieces of shit for the last couple years, and it's time they hear about it from the horse's mouth, not the horse's mouth. Those would be their mothers. That was mean. I meant it. As always, I'm your host in the pink bunny onesie, the angry bartender, and with me, as always,
Smoky Sloth.
Smoky Sloth. It's not just a name, it's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. How was that? You worked today, yeah?
I did.
How was it?
Amazing. I had probably one of the best days I've had in a long time.
So anybody that caught last week knows that Smokey had the MIA couple.
Yeah.
He's got resolution for the story.
I do. They came back. Finally. They didn't come back yesterday.
Make it sound creepy, though. Did you track down the phone number and everything like
I did.
You said?
I tracked down the phone number. I actually called the phone number yesterday when they didn't show up, and it was not in service, so I was just like, alright, fuck it. And they actually came in today. Nothing bad, just they had shit going on. And I was like, you guys have been religiously coming in here for like 2 years. Every weekend, and then all of a sudden, don't show up for 3 weeks. And they're like, yeah, we were going to call, but we didn't have your number. I'm like, you literally have the number to, you know where I work. Like, you come in here. You can just look up the number to the place. You know that I work on the weekends and just give me a heads up.
This is where I work. You know
this. You know this. Yeah.
You know how this works.
So, we exchange numbers now. So, like, if they go MIA again, I can track them down.
I'm gonna find you if you stop coming in my bar.
The funny thing is, the phone number that I did track down was their phone number from the other state that they lived in, it came from like 7 years ago. They were like, yeah, that was our landline from where we used to live. And I'm like, ah, sweet.
I mean, clearly you'd be a pretty good detective then.
Apparently. So, but yeah.
I love it.
So it was good that they came back. I got to hang out with them today. I was very, very happy about
it. You felt
that.
Better?
I feel so much better knowing that they're not dead.
Jesus. Just went for it on that one. Oh, man. Well, we had our special guest last week, so we didn't do any slides. So I got some slides from last week. You want to just jump into them?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do this thing. Let's go to our slideshow. Slideshow. We got a lot.
We got a lot of slides.
We got a good bit. Let's go that way.
All right.
I would like a lot of cheese. So you want to, you'd like extra cheese. Do I have to pay for that? Yes. No, I just want a lot of cheese. Listen, everyone, listening at home.
Way.
Anytime it's extra,
yes.
I want extra something.
Yes.
Sorry. Cheese ain't cheap.
Cheese is not
by
cheap.
By the way.
I would like extra liquor, so you want a double.
Oh my
no,
God.
Just extra
same
liquor.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Just make it a good one. I want a good one. I'm going to make a button that's just like $3 upcharge. Good one.
Good one.
So when someone asks for it, I'm like, what? You said you wanted a good one. That's what I gave you. What was I supposed to do? I'm sorry. I thought the customer was always right. I agree with you. Same exact thing.
It's the same exact thing. It's just, it's one's liquor and one's food. It's the food equivalent of make it strong.
Did you ever have someone get mad at you because removing something off your item
does not make it cheaper?
Yeah, like, I don't want, you know, like, well, wait a minute. I have to pay to get cheese on my burger, but it already comes with lettuce, and if I don't want that, it's not cheaper?
Yeah.
Yes, because you have two options. I can put no lettuce, and you won't have lettuce on your burger. Or I'm just going to bring it out with lettuce and you can take it out yourself. Either way, the price is staying the same.
Have you ever had somebody that wanted, like, no lettuce in the kitchen fucked up and put lettuce on there?
Mm-hmm.
And have them bitch about, like, I get, like, a tomato. Cool. A tomato has, like, juices. You get a little bit of tomato juice. Like, if you say no tomatoes and it comes with a tomato, like a full tomato, not like a salad with diced tomatoes where you actually
right.
have, like, just a slice of tomato. And they want to send it back. Like, they don't think they're just going to get the same fucking burger with the cook taking the slice of tomato out. Like, I'm not cooking you another burger because there was a slice of tomato on your thing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a child.
That's kind of like, I don't do mayonnaise. If you send my, you're like, hey, there's mayonnaise on this. Cool. Just take the top bun off.
Yeah.
whatever, if it's the lettuce or tomato underneath of it, Take that off.
Take that off.
Give me a new one of that. Give me a new... Cool. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm fucking good with that.
Yeah. See, let it... Like a sauce, I get. Like, a sauce... If that's on, now that's on everything. But, like... If you want no onion on your burger and there's onion on your burger, just take it the fuck off. Like, be an adult.
I can't do it myself.
Just be a fucking adult.
That's not what I pay for here. Do you know who I am?
I understand if it's, like, I just saw it. I understand if it's a, if it's an allergy.
If it's an
that's
allergy.
That's what I was saying. If it's an allergy, cool. I will cook you a whole nother thing. If that's... I'm not talking
totally
about,
different game.
I'm not talking about allergies. I'm just talking about people who don't like tomatoes or onions on stuff.
Do you know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about the people that... I'm talking about the same people that are like, I'm allergic to ice, so I want my water with no ice.
I love the people that are allergic to tomatoes, but will put ketchup on their fucking... on their french fries.
I'm gluten-free. Can I get some more bread? I fucking love bread. I love the glutens. Weirdest threat ever. I got an I'm probably never coming back again. Not an I'm never coming back again. I'm probably never coming back again. I'm probably not going to care either way then. I don't know what to say. Like, if you say I'm never coming back again, I know that means 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So this probably just cut it down to like a half?
4 days.
I don't think this guy will be back for a bit, but I do think he'll be back.
Why is he never coming back?
Because his friend is stupid and got arrested.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my fault that their friend wanted to pick a fight with a customer and a bartender. Basically is the easiest way to explain why he's never coming back.
I would put my money on if you pick a fight with a bartender, you're most likely going to lose.
Yeah, it was...
You have more friends in the bar than the bartender has patrons.
Yeah.
That's the only way that you win.
It didn't go very well. Like, it didn't go very well for them. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, but that was the weirdest, like, I'm probably never coming back again.
Okay.
I had a...
I'm probably not going to give a fuck.
I had someone last night, want a refund on their food because their friend got kicked out because their friend didn't have an ID. And I would have let their friend stay had their friend tried to not order a beer.
That's on your friend. You get no discount. I will give you a to-go box. You can pay, or I will not comp your food. You can get a to-go box, and you can also fuck off with your friend.
Yep, they had a picture of their ID. Is what they had.
They're still doing that? I haven't seen a picture of an ID since late 2021.
The friend knew right off the bat. They were screwed. Didn't even try. Like, I was waiting for him to try to argue. Because, like, I would have let you stay.
Yeah.
And have the food and have your water, but you tried to order a beer. That's it. Now I'm having to babysit you. Like, that's it. I'm not spending my night looking over at you, waiting for you.
Yeah.
To do something wrong.
So I can kick you out. Just get the fuck out.
And I'm not having my security guy walk around and have to watch you now. Like, we're not doing this. We have other things to do. So, yeah. I'll probably see you in 2 weeks anyway. Yeah. And the thing is, too, it's just our friend that's an idiot. Like, you know your friend's stupid. Don't get mad at the bar.
Yeah.
Be mad at your friend for being stupid. All right, we're going to move on to our next slide. Oh, God. So, this is a two-parter. I'm going to put this meme up. The best part about humans, they like to lick each other's buttholes. If they'll lick each other's buttholes, but request a new fork if it falls on the floor. The reason I ended up posting that meme is, you know, I did the dogs in the bar. And I apparently wasn't showing enough love to kitty cats in a bar. So I put a kitty cat in a bar photo up someone sent. Holy fuck, did people lose their minds.
Why?
Because kitty cat's walking on a bar.
And?
Yeah. People were like, you don't know where their paws have been. So of course I just kept posting that meme as a reply to everyone. And I'm like, I have been in bathrooms where humans won't use their fucking hands or won't wash their hands after they're done. And you're worried about kitty cat? The kitty cat's probably cleaner than you. Sir, weren't you fingering your girlfriend's butthole 10 minutes earlier? Like, come on, man.
See, I didn't know that that was your response for that. I like.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I'm grossed out by somebody using a fork that's been fallen, that's fallen on the floor.
Oh, no, I am too. If I drop a fork on a floor, I'm asking for a new one.
I drop a fork on the floor in my own house, I'm going and getting a new one.
Well, here's my other thing with that. My other thing with it is when people walk around the bar barefoot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, hey, put your fucking shoes on. Why? A, because I asked you. B, it's health code. It's literally fucking health code. C, that's fucking disgusting.
It's disgusting and there's broken glass everywhere.
There's broken glass everywhere. People have probably pissed on that fucking floor. Definitely dropped glass.
Yeah.
Probably puked at some point.
I look at every bar as the possibility of picking up a shard of glass on every single piece of floor in any bar being
feasible.
Being 100% feasible.
Like, I'm with you on that 1,000,000%. Like, it's kind of like glassware. I have customers that don't like glassware, and they're like, it's nothing against you. I see you clean them, but we all know it's not the cleanest thing ever. Like, and it's just like,
I can't argue with that.
Like, this is another bartender. They're like, I've worked in bars long enough to know. Not everything gets caught. I'm like, no, dude, fucking.
Dude, 100%.
I'm not taking this personally at all. Like,
unless you use an actual dishwasher behind the bar, like that you load up the dishwasher and you put it in there and you hit the start and hot water and soap from a dispenser comes out and washes your glasses. I agree with that 100%. If you're using a 3-compartment sink, the brutal honesty is that water in all 3 of your sinks is probably over 2 hours old and probably not doing anything except making the glass wet.
Plus also, at the end of the night, how many people actually clean the sinks? The actual pit portion, like not the tops of the sinks.
Yeah.
The actual interiors, the barrels, the buckets, whatever you want to call them.
You take the stopper out and the water goes down.
And then you take the rag and you clean the sides of it, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You're really helping my argument now. So, that's my thing.
I clean my sinks as much as I clean my fucking, my soda guns.
We gotta have an intervention. So, here's my other thing with that. This is a pet peeve of mine. People that clean the ashtrays in the sinks. Do you not have a coworker? Oh, I have a coworker.
We have ashtrays.
Oh, God, good for you.
Wait, is your a smoking bar?
We have an area you can smoke outside.
Okay. Oh, we have an area you can smoke outside, but it's literally buckets of sand.
That's probably cleaner. So.
And we take kitty scoops. and yeah.
I had a coworker who would clean the ashtrays in the fucking sink. And I'm like, yo, now all that residue's in the sink. You know, the one we fucking cleaned the glasses in.
Did they use the brush to clean?
Oh, God, I would have actually fucking lost my shit.
All right, as long as they didn't use the brush to clean the ashtrays, because now you're just getting ash into every glass.
I still, not...
We do...
You're gonna give me a headache.
What?
You're just going to give me a...
Our brushes that we use for the 3-compartment sink at the end of the night, we do run that through the dish machine.
See, I'm jealous. I don't have a dish machine.
Okay.
When I had a dish machine, I was living my best life ever. Like, I think I actually liked cleaning stuff at that point.
I would put everything... When I worked at a bar that had a dish machine, I put everything in the dish machine. We put the mats, the bar mats, everything. Everything went in the dish machine.
Everything. I was putting bar mats in there. I was putting my fruit trays were going in there.
Oh, yeah.
My tins.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Everything.
My jewelry. you know.
Everything goes into the... I've been trying to get my owners to get rid of the three-compartment sink and put in a small dish machine. A, it would save on space.
It really would.
And I feel like those a couple of customers that really enjoy drinking out of plastic because they don't feel that the three-compartment sink is clean might actually go and feel a little bit cleaner with the dish machine.
I just like opening it up and the steam hits. Kind of like I'm at a rock show. I just want a strobe light, so every time I do it. I mean, you have older customers, so that would backfire on you a little bit. That was probably mean.
they all fall to the ground with epilepsy.
Oh my god. We're not here to make friends. We're here to be truthful. Anyway. Yeah, no. The cat thing really, the cat post really pissed a lot of people off. But here's the thing. For every pissed off person,
yeah,
there were five people with like, this is our bar cat. This is our bar cat. This is our bar cat.
I wish I could have a bar cat.
I fucking love bar cats. You just want a bodega, let's be real.
Dude, I want to work anywhere that allows stray cats. Like,
you ever seen any of those cat cafes?
Oh, 100%. I go to one regularly. they serve the best Moscato.
We really do need an intervention on so many things. But that said, move to the next slide. How do you feel about this one?
What is this?
So this is a receipt. I don't know from where. This is how it was sent to me. You know, it was cropped, so you can't see the name. And they have a 3% livable wage surcharge. I assume that goes to the kitchen, you know, for the, is my best guess.
Okay.
I
feel like that's gonna fuck your front of the house person.
I think it's gonna, yeah, I don't know if it'll fuck your front of house, but I think it's gonna piss some people off. And my whole point with this is, well,
I feel like they should have added this 3% into
the prices.
The prices, and not put it on. All you're doing with showing them that you went up 3% without actually adding it to the bill, like, without actually adding it to the item, is now. Now you have something for people to bitch about. And people are going to take that as possibly your tip, and I know it's only 3%, but now right. You're going to get 10% instead of possibly 15%, or 15% instead of 20%, because that's there. That's why I'm saying it's going to fuck your front of the house.
See, and then feedback from John says the same exact thing, too. Says, living wage surcharge is BS. Just raise your prices if there's no way to avoid
100%.
Yeah.
Just add it to the price. Don't fucking say anything. Just... You know, unless, like, that shows me that the bar is too cheap to print out new menus.
So
they don't want to change the prices on the menus.
Well, okay, so I'm gonna go play. You played detective on your regulars. I'm going to play detective on this. So this is a bar that does straight-up prices, and they don't do portions. Because as you can see, the two Angry Orchards are $7. It is kind of pricey for Angry Orchard, by the way.
Yeah.
Fried pickles are $9.50. Artichoke dip is $13. And the only reason this has a dime attached to it is because it's the 3%. But also, if you look at the tax, it's not the tax is added. They're just using round numbers because they seem to like it. So it's not like it's a quarters thing, you know, like how some bars don't have quarters or change at all.
Yeah.
I don't get the logic behind why this bar did it. Because your total is still coming to like something instead of $40.79. So I'm with you. Just raise it 3%.
Yeah.
Instead of the Angry Orchard being $14, you know, now it's $14.58. That's it. No one knows anymore. Like, no one cares.
You raise
anymore.
It a quarter. It's $14.50 instead of $14. It's $10 instead of $9.50, and it's $13.50. I just raised it, you know. I just raise it more than a dollar, and nobody's going to give a shit.
I agree. Like, again, if you want to pay your staff more, dude, awesome. Good for you. Don't do it like that.
Don't do it like
just
that.
Just raise your price.
Just raise your price.
Raise your price a quarter.
A quarter. That's it. Boom.
Because it's not like that place.
There's four items on there. If all four of them were raised a quarter, you're at a dollar. You're at a dollar, which is what that surcharge is.
Exactly. You're at $1 more.
You're at $1 more.
Right, raise everything a quarter.
Yep.
You know,
done.
Okay.
And nobody. It's enough that nobody's going to give a shit about. And
right.
It's enough that you're not putting it on there where people are going to bitch about it.
Well,
people are going to bitch about that 3%.
You know, the other thing with that, like, it's true. Like, okay, So the spinach dip is a little more than, you know, $10. It's 13. Raise that one 50 cents then.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Just, yep. You're still going to actually come out ahead.
Yeah.
And for all we know, who knows if they're really actually paying people more. I hope they are.
Right.
Question for you. We got a couple comments in the feedback section. So Alicia, one of the subscribers, says, are credit card surcharges common? Do you have to deal with those?
I do not.
I do not either.
But I know a lot of places that do.
I do too. Do you get your cash down the night?
Yes.
Credit card? See, we do too. I know it's like becoming less and less common though. Mm. But luckily the person that owns our bar doesn't have any desire to change that anytime.
Mine either.
You know. And also it isn't exactly cheap, so it doesn't care about the 3% fee like everyone else does. Like, I know a lot of people, I see it both ways. Like, if it's a bar struggling to get by and it's an owner struggling to get by, and it's like, well, they're making us pay the credit card transaction fees on the tip. And I'm like, well, politely impress that upon your customers. Be like, hey, so yeah, I do got to pay on that. So, if you know, cash tip is where it's at.
Yeah.
But also, at the end of the day, if I made $200 in credit card tips and I have to pay back a $6 transaction, it's like you just said, it's not enough to ruin my night.
Yeah.
Like, is 3% enough to is it a 3% increase in prices enough to make me not buy an item? No.
No.
3% is like, what's the worst case scenario? I had a crazy night. I made $400 and I gave back 12.
12. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
What's, I had a shit night and made $100 and I have to pay back three.
Exactly.
$3 ain't hurting me.
Yeah. Now, if anyone's out there listening and they're the people that own your bar are making you pay the 3% on the full credit card transaction, completely fucking illegal.
Yes. Yeah,
all the way illegal. But it is legal. They can make you pay on the tips. And again,
and it's not your full tips, though. It's your credit card tips.
It's just credit card tips.
So if you made $100, you probably, half of it's probably credit cards, so you're paying back $1.50. Because you probably made 50, you know, $50 cash, probably $50.
Right.
Mine always averages somewhere around
50-50 for me, too.
Yeah, somewhere around 50-50.
Usually 50-50. If we look at the credit card tips before we count our money, I'm like, okay, they're this much, so we're probably going to have about the same in cash.
Yeah.
Which,
there's some nights where I just, it's all credit cards. It's fucking all, like,
us too. There's some nights where we get a lot more cash. Like, God, last night it was all cash. I wasn't mad about it.
Yeah, right.
But I'm with you, and then I'd be cool with getting it on, I'd honestly be cool with getting it on my paycheck. If my paycheck was weekly, but they also tax you to hell on those.
If they take my credit card.
Just the credit
cards.
Just the credit cards.
You know, I'd be okay with it because I don't know about everybody else, but I normally have to pay like $3,000 at the end of the year.
It would stop you from doing that.
It would stop me from having to pay anything at the end of the year, and I would probably get money back at the end of the year.
I'd be cool with doing it.
Yeah, I almost feel like it would set up me. I don't know what the whole system is going to be in 40 years or so or whatever with retirement and
Social Security.
And Social Security, but I feel like I would be paying more into Social Security.
Ugh. Do you think we're going to make it that long?
I don't fucking know.
No, like, I don't hate it. Like, I get people that get mad you get taxed on it, but I'm like, yeah, but you're going to get that back at the end of the year then.
I'd rather make the money and get taxed on it than not make the money.
You know what it is? I hate to be the person calling it out, but it goes two ways. It's the people that are like, hey, yeah, well, on paper, I made $9,000 last year. Okay. Yeah, so I can't get approval for anything.
Yeah.
I can't get approval for a moped.
I used to run into that when I managed a restaurant a lot. People were claiming like that they made $10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Well, like,
don't you have to go and get, aren't you moving soon? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, you don't even apply for like a studio for what you're saying that your earned income is.
See, and then for me, it's just like, yeah, if you get audited, you're fucked.
Oh, 100% fucked.
I know someone that got audited by the, it's actually the person that made the logo, the original logo. They got audited, and, you know, where the line's always like, there's no such thing as debtor's prison, and I'm like, yeah, but I lied to the U.S. government about what I made on my taxes prison, and that is a prison.
I know somebody that lied for a while about partial unemployment.
I know a couple of those.
And they got audited and had to pay back, like,
literally all of it.
All of it from, like, years.
Oh, they didn't even just go back from there. They went back all the way. I worked with someone who I told, this is going to backfire on you. And they were doing the partial unemployment. And they were only claiming their tips, not the check. And we had got the loan. So the check was like, the way our owner broke it down, the check was like an okay check. Mm. For, you know, for the 10 weeks or whatever they had to pay you. And I'm like, yeah, no. He goes, no, they know what they're paying on the check. I'm like, no. What you're claiming on unemployment is what you made that week. And like, so you're telling me you think someone who has a straight up hourly job that doesn't get tipped, that's on temporary partial unemployment right now, you think they're just calling up and claiming zero because they get a paycheck? This is going to backfire on you really bad. And it did, because it wasn't just the state. It was the $600 a week also.
Gotcha.
So you're talking $6K right there.
Well, I know people, like, people don't take into account that, you know, and I don't know where people are working. I know a lot of states still only pay $2.13. But if you're working 40 hours a week,
it's still $80.
It's still $80. And you, if you're claiming partial unemployment, you still need to take in that $80 into account. And what you might not see it because you didn't actually get a paycheck, but it's earned wage.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah, like, So, like, when I would have to claim for partial unemployment during COVID lockdown and everything, I would take that check and be like, you have to claim the amount pre-tax also.
Yeah.
So I wasn't getting any extra money, but I wanted to stay in the system in case we got shut down again.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have to go through the process of going back through the state, applying for everything, waiting for the federal money to come in. So like they were like, what you need to do is claim every week. So I was claiming my number on the paycheck before taxes and what I had claimed in tips that week, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I would get zero.
Yeah.
But I was in the system.
But you're still in the system. I did the same thing.
So, if the world went to hell again, I was at least going to go get my unemployment money. Without having
to go through the whole verification process over again.
Nope. And, that was my whole thing. And I'm like, just do it to stay in the system. And it was like, oh, all right, well, it's going to backfire. And then if you get audited, now you're going to cause everyone else, like, we all got audited because of that one person.
No shit.
Yeah. One other person got flagged, but was able to, like, was like, nope, that ain't right. Pulled up all, like, they had a spreadsheet of everything. And there it was, and the state was like, never mind, we made a mistake. There it is. Mm. So I was like, all right. Legally, this is feedback from John. I told my coworkers, legally, you have to report all your tips. I always tell them, too. I'm like, I claim all my tips.
Yep.
And I do that with finger quotes. And you guys can take that the way you fucking want.
Yes.
I claim every bit of my credit card tips, that's for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, if your credit card tips are $100 and you're claiming $85...
you're going to get flagged.
100%. 100%.
It was a lot of...
I feel like if your credit card tips are $105 and you claim $105, you're going to get fucking flagged.
It was... I have people that do that, and I'm like, you got to claim some cash.
Not a lot, but like... credit card tips are $105, you should probably claim like $140 just to be safe.
Something.
Like, $130 maybe... But, like,
don't make it obvious.
Don't make it fucking obvious.
And that's the, like, that's the thing. And that was the other thing. A lot of people I know, when everything reopened, it wasn't us. This was a friend works at a restaurant, and it was a lot of the hosts and hostesses. They wouldn't go back to work because they were getting the $600 a week, plus whatever the state, you know, what state I live in, whatever the minimum or the, whatever the amount that the unemployment gave you, they were saying that they were still laid off.
Mm.
The fucking state went back to all these places and was like, hey, so this person was doing this. They're like, no, we offered them their job back. It was hosts and hostesses. They had mothers calling up the restaurant like, my son just got a letter in the mail that he's got to pay back all the money that he got. And it's like, ma'am, we have a text message from him saying he won't come back to work.
Yeah.
So what did you want us to tell the government? Did you want us to lie to the government because you're raising a fucking mooch? No, sorry. Sorry your kid's a scumbag. Enjoy your $10,000 tax tax lien.
No, 100%. Like,
you raised this kid. You told him to keep doing it. Enjoy paying for his fucking mistakes. Go for it. All right. We went on a tangent on that one. Let's get to the next slide. Oh, God. Sun is shining. Birds are chirping. Bars full of puppies and friends. It's a perfect day. Then an old lady shits on the floor.
Not the puppy. Old lady.
I can't remember who sent this to me. And they ended up like, you know, they put a comment in the post. This was either the two states you expect. It was either Wisconsin or Florida.
I was 100% going Florida.
It was either Wisconsin or Florida. I actually think it was Wisconsin.
Why would...
You ever been to Wisconsin?
No. I have no desire to ever go to
Wisconsin. They have more bars per capita than I think any state in the United States.
Really?
Really. They all drink to not live in Wisconsin, but then they wake up the next day and they're still
in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And they just rinse and repeat.
At least you got cheese.
Yep. It is the sloppiest drunks you've ever seen in your life.
Really? Yes.
So, and I'm like, wait.
I learned something.
I'm like, lady legit shit on the floor. Like, yep, she shit on the floor. And I'm like, oof. And then it was crazy because I'm like, well, here's the weird part. A, I'm probably jinxing myself by posting this. B, the amount of comments were like, yep, had that happen too. Like, it's pretty common. People are like, this isn't real. The amount of people that are just
never
like,
had somebody shit themselves at my... I've had plenty of people piss themselves. A lot of people piss themselves at my bar.
So, guys?
I literally had somebody a couple of months ago walking to the bathroom, stopped halfway to the bathroom, turned back around, and sat back down because they pissed themselves on the way to the bathroom and thought it would be completely okay to just sit back down at the bar stool. I was like, no. I put their tab right in front of them, and I gave them the disinfectant and a rag, and I was like, you're cleaning that bar stool off, you're paying that, and you're getting the fuck out.
So the day I post this, someone who you know, I'll tell you when this is done, comes in my bar, waves at me, goes straight to the bathroom. And I smell a smell, and it's an unmistakable smell. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they shit their pants on their way here. And they go in the restroom, come back out, be like, oh, got an emergency, and leave. And I'm like, yep.
They just took their shitty britches off and put them in your trash can.
Yep. So I did that. I checked. And there they were.
There were shitty britches in the trash can?
Shitty britches in the trash can.
Shitty fucking britches.
Oh, it was... Yeah. It was the day I posted this, too, and I'm just like... This is the true irony of it. Like, it can't get any weirder than that. Like, I had just posted it.
Never trust a fart past 30.
I remember I had a guy, Shit, I had some moments in my 20s I didn't trust a fart. I had a lady pee herself. Her pees herself, she passes out. Her husband slings, this years ago. Husband slings her over his shoulder. Puts her outside on the patio in a chair, passed out. Piss everywhere. She had jeans on, so you could see it, too. Mm. And I'm like, I go, I'm like, hey, man, she can't stay there. And he's like, why? She's outside. I'm like, she's passed out and covered in piss on our patio. If you want to go move her to a bench over there, my dude, that's on you. But, like, man, she's a lucky girl. Gotta tell you.
Don't take her home. Continue drinking and hanging out.
Seriously.
That's love right there.
That was his goal.
That's love right there.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go. This is one of my tweets. Apparently a lot of people need to hear this. I use Stella as my example because I feel that's like something everyone, for the most part, knows. You know, like,
yeah.
Even people that sphere of beer is like Bud Light. They've seen a Stella.
Yeah.
You know, like, even small dive bars that have five beers, their one fancy beer is going to be like a Stella. You know, and if like a Bud Light's like $3.50, I feel like a Stella is going to be like $4.50.
Yes.
You know, about like a Corona price, basically,
yeah.
You know?
It's a good import price.
So, not every beer is going to be the same price. And if, let's say, Stella is a high-end beer for you, please ask the price before just buying it. We'd rather make the if you have to ask, you can't afford it face than hear you cry over an $8 beer.
Mm.
I had a guy the other day come in, look at the beers, pick one out. Doesn't ask a single fucking question about anything. Price, nothing. Grabs one at the end. Didn't know it was going to be $10. Did you ask? No. I'm like, it's not even the most expensive beer here. Not saying it's average, but if you're used to paying Bud Light prices and you see a beer and it's a craft beer and it's a small run, it's a brewery, and it's especially if it's in a pint. I know people have hard enough times understanding that an 8% beer has more alcohol in it than a 4% beer. Kind of like the kid the other night that got mad at us for not carrying Twisted Teas. And then was like, what's the closest thing? And I'm like, I don't know, man. A White Claw? Really? Like, kinda.
Kinda.
That's bullshit. I like Twisted Tea because they're 5%. And I'm like, so is a White Claw. You like Twisted Tea because you're a lemming. And you don't like the taste of real beer.
Yeah.
But it's hard enough explaining that to some of these people.
You like Twisted Tea because you're trash.
Go there with it. Gosh, dude.
Don't get me wrong, I like Twisted Tea.
But you're trash.
But I also am trash.
I just think it's funny when, like, I had someone the other day. I didn't know that beer was going to be $7. Well, it's 8%. Like,
yeah.
Arguably, I could have just made it $8 and gotten away with it. Because I have a friend that swears by the logic. Ah, you charge a beer based on price per case. Or if it seems low, you go a dollar percentage. And I'm like, wait, really? He goes, yeah. 7% beer, $7. Like, can't argue with that.
You can't argue. Nope.
Someone's okay with paying $3.50 or, yeah, $3.50.
I have a 9% beer. We charge $7, but it comes in a 12-ouncer.
Okay, it's a little different. But here's my logic. Someone's okay with paying $3.50 for a Bud Light,
yep,
which is like 3.7%. I only paying $7 for a 7% beer. You're literally almost to the penny perfect.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost exact. Technically, it'd be like $7.50.
Fuck, you broke me.
Gotcha. I just love people that are and also, sorry to bring it up to you, Wisconsin peeps, but it's a lot of you guys, because you guys live in a state where it's common to own a bar and own the actual building and everything. It's not common where I'm at. So they have to take into consideration for the price, the cost of the lease and everything else.
Yeah.
So don't get mad when you
rent's, don't... Rent's a big fucking hit on your P&Ls.
Yep.
It's huge.
So, like, don't get surprised. Like, Grey Goose, all right, $7.75. That's $4 back home. All right, my dude, go back home. Yeah, go to Ohio. I get it. It's cheaper there. Also,
you decided to come here.
Yeah.
None of us want to go to wherever the fuck you're from.
You paid a vacation where I live. I paid a vacation to places that you can't pronounce.
Mm.
We're not the same. Don't get mad about my liquor prices. That was mean. Oh, God. Another tweet. It is crazy to me that these people who have extensive knowledge in every field, definitely win every argument, give the best life advice, and know all the good stocks and cryptos here, have the most trouble holding down jobs, keeping relationships, paying bills, tipping, and using deodorant. Because we all got the one know-it-all. Hitting on the last... Before immersing ourselves in this one, John had some more feedback on the last one. And if you're not paying rent, property tax is still a bitch. Property tax on our bar building was over $60,000 a year.
Jersey.
Gah. Not sure where John's from.
John, where are you from?
He's in Chicago. Big city. Okay. Big city, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
100%.
So, yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, that's an extra...
why a Bud Light in New York City is fucking... $7.50.
Well, that... I got bad news for you when you go back.
Yeah.
Expect, like, $9.
No shit.
The taxes are just insane there.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So, for John's example, $60,000 a year, right? Okay. So, it's $5,000 a month. Cool. 30 divided by 5. Think about that for a minute. You know, like... His first $185 a day is gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's gone, the property taxes.
Not counting fucking wages of...
Power, water.
Power, water.
All
fucking
of it.
Insurance. Because Insurance ain't cheap. Your liquor license, your fucking everything.
People that don't want to, people that want to bitch about prices don't realize most places before they open for the day, the first $300 minimum is gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone. And yeah, for a lot of places, they ring that in an hour. For a lot of smaller bars,
they don't.
They don't.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I worked at a place that would be dead half the year and slam the other half. So you'd have, like, $10,000 days, but then you'd have, like, $400 days. And you're talking a $30,000 a month rent.
Yeah.
Lease payment. Your first $1,000 is toast. So half your money you made in the summer, like, not me, but the proprietor, you better hold that off to the side, because you got to pay for the winter now.
Yep.
It's a bitch. All right, moving into the guy at the bar that knows everything. Oh, man. And I made the mistake. He comes back. The guy I made this exact tweet about comes back in the next week. And he makes a football comment, and I try to chime in, because I was trying to make talk with the guy next to him. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, I just forgot why I hate talking to you. I forgot so much why I hate talking to you. I used to live in this city, and everything was cheaper there. You went from a city with 20 times the amount of people in the city we're in now, and everything was cheaper there? Now then, either you're lying, you are now paying in yen, and you paid dollars there, and you didn't realize that they're totally different currencies, or you didn't live in that city. You lived in the ghetto of the ghetto of the suburb.
Mm.
Because there's no chance. A pitcher of Yingling was only $10. No, it wasn't. I've paid $10 for a domestic beer there. I don't want to hear your bullshit.
Right, yeah.
Or you're drinking it out of a dirty shoe, old Greg. Those are your fucking options. Do you have the guy that knows everything?
I have a lot of guys that know everything.
I bet you do.
Because everybody is a retired fucking person from New York and New Jersey in my bar. So, yes, they all know everything. But because they all came from up there, my prices now are still their prices fucking 20 years ago.
Right.
So they're okay with fucking, with everything.
With paying for it.
Yeah.
I had one guy I've never seen before come in. And first was... You jinxed it with tomato earlier. Was like, if the tomato's thin, I'm sending it back. And I'm just like, oh my God.
The tomato is whatever the cook decides to slice it, and you'll fucking like it.
So I'm like, here's what I'm gonna do, dude. I'm gonna put tomato on the side. And then if you think it's acceptable, add it to your sandwich. If you don't, it's not on it. But it was like, you should have this item. We have a lot of food items. It's like, you should have this item. If you got that item, every time I came in here, I would get it. And I'm like, well, I've never seen you before. So adding a new menu item, and a high dollar menu item at that too. It involves seafood, so like, obviously, everyone at home, it's all a lie. Seafood's super cheap, so is cheese.
So are eggs.
Eggs, we all have our own fucking chicken coops in back of our bars. My friend last night, I was like, man, I'm kind of hungry. He's like, make an egg. It's filling and, you know, not a horrible snack. And I'm like, make an egg. I'm not rich.
I didn't win the lottery.
What is wrong with you people? But it's like these, like, and it's like we talked last week. These people that are just like, they think things are cheap, and everyone just seems to think everything is made to order. Like, hey, can you do it without this? No, because it's pre-made.
Yeah.
Can they just cut me some fresh? No. What do you mean fresh? No, none of that. Oh God.
There's a thing called prep.
Sir, your wife takes an hour and 15 minutes to make dinner for two people. Do you really think my one cooking back just put out 13 different items?
Yep.
within 45 minutes?
They're hand rolling egg rolls as they're ordered.
Egg rolls are the big one for us recently. Can you take this out?
No.
Because they're pre-rolled. Oh, God.
Yeah, I get those a lot. Like, hey, I want these egg rolls, but I don't want this in it. Well... No, can't they make me a special one? Yes. Next time they make a batch of egg rolls, I'll have them make one special one for you. Today is Sunday. Come back Friday. I'll have a special egg roll without that for you. I think they make the egg rolls on Wednesdays.
Right.
And they need to sit for a day.
But that's the other thing. Yeah, they do. That's the other thing people don't get. It's like, it's not even that. It's like, hey, can't they do that? They could. But they're cooking for other people. So you're not so important that they're going to go back and do that for you right now.
Yeah.
Also, with our egg rolls, they, like, it's like anything. Like, we're not pre-batching sour individually for each drink for places that pre-batch it. We make ours in one big container, and then they scoop it into the egg rolls.
Yeah.
In portion cups. It's called portion control, and it's called specs. So everything comes out, hopefully, the same.
Mm.
Not all, like, people really expect someone to go back there and just hand dice and make this happen? No. This is why we have prep guys in the morning. We have guys that just, that's it.
Yep, that's it.
How it works. You're not so important.
This is why when we have four customers in the restaurant, I have two guys in the kitchen. It's not because they can't handle your four fucking meals. It's because they have a lot of shit to do back there to make sure nighttime runs smoothly.
Ah, so, facts. And we still running out of stuff. So this happened about a week ago or so. Dude comes in, name drops the owner, which... Everyone at home, it's not impressive.
Mm-mm.
If you know them that well, you can call them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And then you're going to ask me questions. Well, where are they? I'm like, well, they don't come in here really much anymore. Why? Because they have other things to do. They don't have to. They pay people like me to make sure the place runs. Then, you know, like I said, if you're good friends, call and ask. Call and ask where they are. Then follows it up with, I used to work here. Then the dude just cannot stop mouth diarrheaing. Then it goes, well, I didn't work here, per se. But I worked for them doing something else nearby. Then it was like, yeah, it's really great, really great, really great person to work for. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I kind of did him wrong, though. I stole a lot of money from him. And then finishes up with, are we hiring? So at that point, I checked my ear and my nose because I was just waiting for blood. I was just waiting for blood to be dripping out of it. It was the weirdest exchange of like it starting from I know the owner to like I know the owner and I'm a piece of shit.
Mm.
Like I've never had someone just throw themselves over the bus with mouth diarrhea.
Right.
So rapid fire like that.
Well. I hate to change it, but it's not really changing the subject. That's literally what cops expect. Like, when a cop pulls you over, he just expects you to be so nervous that you just mouth diarrhea on yourself.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking tonight? Well, I had five drinks. No, I only had two drinks. No, I really actually had, like, 10 drinks. Just shut the fuck up.
I mean, you've had people tell you that the owner... is someone who's not the owner.
Oh, 100%. Nobody knows my owner. Nobody fucking knows my owner. Like, well, a half a percent of the customers that come in know my owner.
One out of 200.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Everyone thinks our manager is our owner because our manager is a little bit older gentleman. So they just automatically...
Go for it.
Go. They're like, that has to be the owner because there's no reason a 60-year-old is behind the bar if he's not the owner.
And I've got some feedback from Robert. Often hear, I know the owner and I am the owner. Yes, I bust tables and pour beers. Most owners actually do.
Yeah, well, that's why they think that our manager is the owner because in their mind, they can't grasp that an older gentleman is not the owner of the establishment that he's working
in. Right.
It just fits the narrative.
That is true.
But
then we got, you know, David, one of the subscribers on that's not actually here right now, but will literally work bar, like, doesn't want to work bar shifts, but can't keep enough employees on.
Mm.
And will often send me a message here and there and just often here and there. Contradict much, angry? Will send me a message and be like, man, fucking, we make pretty good money for the area too. And it's just like the amount of people I'll have call out and like, I'm just not built for this anymore. Like, I'm not built to be behind the bar 8 and 10 hours and then have to wake up at 8 a.m. and go do owner stuff and then have someone call out in the kitchen and now I'm stuck in the kitchen. Like,
see, my owner won't help out behind the bar because I'm pretty sure if you're an owner of the estate, you can't take tips or something like that. It's some sort of a gray area.
It is. You cannot accept tips if you are a salary. If you receive a salary.
Yeah.
A straight up salary. Which the owner can get around it by just being like, no, I'm just going to pay all my bills. You know, or I'm going to take what's left at the end of the year, and that's my profit.
Yeah. My owner won't work in front of the, he helps out so much in back of the house, but I also work in this place where we are a tight-knit family, and if there is a really, really emergency, one of us will go in. He, you know,
yeah.
It's not working with a bunch of 22-year-olds that nobody's picking up a shift.
Right, and it's not definitely, I don't have the literature 100% correct on that, but it comes down to salaried employees. Like,
yeah.
And that's also what it is. It's an owner can take tips, and like I said, I'm going to get some of this wrong. You cannot force people to tip share if the person is on salary. That might be what it is.
I think that's what, yeah.
So
if he's working by himself a shift,
he can do it.
But if there's three people behind the bar, he can work, but he can't share tips with the other two.
Because he gets a salary.
Correct, yeah.
You cannot do that to any, like, that's the thing though. That's why, like, if someone in back of house is making actual minimum, like, true minimum wage, and obviously this doesn't play in, like, California or New York or one of the states that have higher minimum wage for bartenders. But I'm talking in the 213 states. So if you're in one of those states, you can't be like, hey, we're tip pooling, and someone that makes $9 an hour and back gets part of the tip pool, where you can't tip pool to someone that's in a salary. But it is kind of a weird gray area, but I do know that's pretty accurate. This was sent in from a page member. Guest, I'll take a White Russian. They bring the guest a White Russian. This has chocolate in it.
I saw this.
No, sir, it has Kahlua. I don't want Kahlua in it. It's supposed to have vanilla ice cream. What? Are they thinking of a mudslide?
They're thinking of a mudslide. 100% thinking of a mudslide.
Like, I know, sir.
Or some sort of bastardized,
yeah,
TGI Fridays fucking White Russian.
I went to Friendly's and got trashed. Like, I think there is a version of a mudslide that has Kahlua, or has vanilla ice cream in it.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's fucking TGI Fridays. I'm not even joking about that.
Jesus.
Like, I'm almost positive TGI Fridays mudslide has vanilla ice cream in it.
So then I was like, no, sir, it has vodka, Kahlua, and cream.
Yep. All day, every day.
Ask the bartender what it has in it. After unsuccessfully Googling another recipe with vanilla ice cream, sir, they will tell me vodka, Kahlua, and cream. Would you like something different? I want a White Russian, but I don't want Kahlua in it. His wife, then you don't want a fucking White Russian, Greg.
I love her.
Her
next drink would be on me.
Right?
Greg, you're drinking your White Russian, and you're paying for it.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, whatever you would like is on me.
I know we always make fun of the Sex and the Beach drinkers. But also, a Sex and the Beach is one of my go-tos for, like, the 21-year-old that doesn't know what they're drinking. They're trying to figure out what they like. So it's like your starter fruity cocktail that's got a little vodka in it.
When in doubt, make it pink. That's...
White Russian. So, Sex and the Beach.
Absolutely.
So,
when in doubt, make it pink. Fuck it.
We all talk shit about the Sex and the Beach drinkers. You know what my bane of the existence... I'm done with it. Say the word for me.
Bane of existence.
There we go. The last week has been liquid marijuana, people. Now,
that used to be my go-to. They're like, make me something good. I would just go with liquid marijuana. That was always my go-to.
But also,
I am Smoky Sloth, so marijuana is always my go-to.
I have had people come in recently ordering it by name, and I'm like, oh my God, I thought I moved away from this shit. I think the liquid marijuana, like, it's different if you're just like, make me something sweet. Here. You're offering that up.
Yeah.
I'm saying that people that come in that order Sex and the Beaches, the liquid marijuana drinkers are way worse. Do you feel like the boomer version is the White Russian drinkers? Because I feel like the White Russian drinkers are never enjoyable.
With me, more and more people have been drinking White Russians lately. I've been getting a lot of White Russians. In the last 2 months, it went from like 0 to like 15 people. Like, I make a lot of White Russians now. We never used to keep cream at the bar. Like, the kitchen keeps cream because they make stuff with it.
Right.
But behind the bar, like, if I had to make one in like a week, I would just go up to the kitchen.
Right.
Borrow a cup of cream and make a drink. Now we've gotten so much that now we have to keep cream behind the bar because we're making multiple a night every fucking night now.
We also don't keep cream, but we have it in back if we need it. But it's really rare for us, like really rare, to get asked for a White Russian. Now that you say that, it has been a little more recently than normal. But it... You know, and then it's hard to justify having Kahlua without having cream, but it's like, fuck, man. It just keeps going bad for us.
Yeah, no, yeah.
We just don't serve enough of it. And the kitchen does have heavy cream has cream for some stuff, but a lot of it's heavy cream. Like, someone's like, just use that. I'm like, you will puke. Oh, use that. That's buttermilk.
It's not buttermilk.
Sir, that's buttermilk.
I use heavy cream.
No. We also have buttermilk is what I'm saying.
Like, I used heavy cream like a week ago because I ran out of creamer for my coffee. So I just used heavy cream in my coffee. I normally use 2%. So I went from literally using like 2% to 100%. But you just use a little dash.
Ugh. Yeah, but heavy cream in a White Russian?
Oh, yeah. See, we use half and half.
It's half and half for milk to me.
Yeah.
But like heavy cream in a White Russian?
Yeah.
And then it's like, you don't have heavy cream back? I'm like, no, we have fucking buttermilk cream. Like, no.
No. Oh, buttermilk. No, you don't want buttermilk.
That would be... You'd be chewing that.
Oh, my... Oh.
I just broke the sloth.
I told you when I accidentally went... I was in a hurry and I grabbed buttermilk instead of 2%.
Oh.
And I put it... I put it in my coffee.
I think John's jinxing us. Remember how everyone the last decade wanted an old-fashioned all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Now it's a White Russian.
It pretty much.
You know... Honestly, can't believe I'm saying this. I think I would rather make a White Russian than a fucking Old Fashioned.
I would much rather make a White Russian than an Old Fashioned.
Because Old Fashioned drinkers, that's another thing.
It's
never right.
At least, I've never had a White Russian not be right.
Right.
It's two things. It's two things in cream. It's bloop, 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 done.
Also, can you make it fun? Sure. I'll throw vanilla vodka in there and throw you for a crazy loop.
Right?
Let's get weird.
Like, the cream takes away so much of if you added too much of any of the other ingredients or not enough, like, it's still a delicious drink. Like, White Russians, if you like a White Russian, you order a White Russian, no matter what you get, if you put 100 bartenders and told them all to make a White Russian and tasted all of them, they're all going to be delicious. I don't care if they've only been bartending for a day. If they know what goes in it, it's going to be delicious.
I feel like it's the same. Like anything where you're throwing cream. If someone wants a creamy drink,
yeah,
it's way easier to make that person happy than the old fashioned drinker. Give me these 8 bottles. Ready? Give me Kahlua.
Yeah.
Give me some kind of chocolate liqueur like Godiva.
Like Godiva. Yeah.
Butterscotch. Okay.
Yeah.
Vanilla vodka.
Yep.
Regular vodka.
Yep.
Bailey's.
Yep.
Some kind of Irish cream, sure.
Yep.
All right, I'm 6 in. Give me amaretto.
Yep.
All right. And let's throw one more in there. Raspberry.
I was going to say, did you say Frangelica?
I didn't. Frangelica.
Boom.
We could even throw in like a raspberry liqueur or even a raspberry vodka.
Yeah,
because raspberry goes with chocolate.
Chambord and fucking cream is not a bad drink.
Give me those 9 ingredients we just named. Put all 9 of them in a container.
Yeah.
No one's going to care.
Nope.
Put any one of them with cream. Put any of them together. I can make 45 different drinks out of those and make you happy.
Yes.
Old fashioned? Jesus. You want to talk about fashions?
If you get a person who is a old fashioned snob and you get 100 bartenders to make them an old fashioned, they might like 3 of them.
Not even that. Let me see. Let me see if I can give this a quick look up. So, I don't know the whole thing behind this, but an old fashioned in Wisconsin has brandy in it. Also,
of course it does.
It's this whole thing, and it's like people in Wisconsin lose their fucking minds over this. What I'll try to do is try to get, even if I can't get them to do a call-in, I'll do a side little thing and I'll pop it up like an interview screen where I'll have one of my friends from Wisconsin phone in, and I'm just going to give them 3 minutes to explain what the fuck a Wisconsin old fashioned is and then bitch about it.
Can we do something absolutely disgusting one day?
Drink old fashions?
Mm-mm.
Drink brandy old fashions?
Mm-mm.
Drink Malort, because we're doing that.
Instead of vodka in a White Russian.
Rumplements.
No, Malort instead of vodka in a White Russian. So Malort, Kahlua,
right, hold up.
Cream.
Hold up. So Smokey and I have never had Malort. One of the subscribers is actually sending us each a couple bottles.
Because we're doing a Malort car bomb, right?
We're doing a Malort car bomb.
I mean, if the Malort car bomb isn't awful, should we try a Malort White Russian?
Can we taste Malort first before we decide on this? Because when you were like, can we do this? I'm just like, Rumplemintz Kahlua and cream. Basically, I'm just drinking a York peppermint patty almost.
Yeah. No. Malort Kahlua and cream.
Oh, man. All right, Smokey. Well, we went over our hour.
Yeah.
It's about that time. We started a little late tonight.
We did.
I know we didn't have a bunch of people on the live feed, but you can always catch us every Sunday on the live. But we appreciate those of you guys that joined in. And,
we're probably not going to do...
No, Super Bowl next Sunday. I'm going to be, How's your Monday?
Free.
Might be able to sneak one in on a Monday.
Sweet.
Let's plan on that.
Okay.
So we'll do a Monday. And, we're going to... That'll give us a whole ass day to fester on the Super Bowl. Because, you know, that's going to be a whole ass thing.
Yes.
Oof, I'm ready for that.
I get off 4. So.
I'll be off later, so. If I'm done at a reasonable hour, I'll talk to you, but I'm saying we just pull it to Monday next week.
100%. No, 100%. Because right. even with me being off at 4, I would like to actually... watch the commercials.
Well, as always, thank you for co-hosting with me.
Absolutely.
You guys, thanks for helping us move the conversation along. And thank you for catching AngryCast, your weekly podcast where we bitch about our customers and talk about our weekly stories. Send in your questions, comments, and ideas for us to drop into Guinness. As always, I'm your host, Dan, your bartender. And with me, as always, my co-host, Smokey Slaw. Stay angry.
Stay smoky.
Thanks for joining in, guys. Take care of yourselves. Later, guys.